To conceptualize on anything is to paint its picture. To conceptualize on anything is to paint its picture. Would you like to experience anything in your life? Then you conceptualize it. Would you like to experience anything in your life? Then you paint its picture. You mentally draw it in your mind. You mentally draw it in your world. You mentally think it moment by moment. You realize it is whatever it is that you have conceptualized in your mind. That's really what it's all about. That's really what it's all about, is to conceptualize anything is to paint its picture. What is it you would like to conceptualize in your life? What is it you would like to conceptualize in your world? What is it that you would like to bring forth in your world? And this is truly quite a wonderful revelation, to bring forth anything in our world. We want to bring forth a happy friendship, and so we visualize ourselves having that happy friendship. We visualize ourselves doing wonderful things with our friend. We visualize our friend wanting to be with us. Not that he's wanting to be with us, but that our friend is always there. Our friend is always in our world. Our friend is very much where we are, and how great that is. Well, now, that's what we want to visualize. We visualize that this is fulfilled. We conceptualize that in our thinking. And to conceptualize something means that you think it is a concept that has not only a possibility of being, but it is in your mind as a reality now. It is in your thinking as something very real right now. Little children conceptualize all the time. That's a big word for a little child, of course. But little children conceptualize all the time because they're always seeing things fulfilled before they are done. They're seeing life's experiences revealed to them in magic and wonder before it even takes place. They have the desires of their heart before they even have the desires of their heart physically. They have them in their heart, which is just the right term for it. They have the desires of their heart in their heart, and they live them. They reveal them to themselves. They have them as something very precious and very, very real. And, of course, that's another good word there. It is very real to them. They believe it. They know it. They feel it. I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland. And they can see themselves in Disneyland, and you can too. They can see themselves in Disneyland riding on the rides and running around and eating all of the things that you eat when you're at Disneyland. And they're just having the time of their life. And do you know what they're doing, which is what makes their visualization so complete? They are all alone. There is nobody else with them. There's no mother and father, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles. There are no people looking over them, watching them to make sure that they behave, to make sure that they're doing the right thing. When they have their conceptualization, their visualization of Disneyland, they visualize themselves there as free spirits having the time of their life. And this is how all visualization truly is done. In all visualization, we see ourselves totally free, independent, doing exactly what we want to do. The moment we think we have to do what other people say, the moment we think we have to follow the rules, the moment we think we have to do something according to someone else's idea, the joy is gone out of it. The sparkle is gone out of it. The reality has gone out of it. The fun has gone out of it, and you should have stayed in bed. You just feel that it was a totally unimportant, undesirable experience. But that's not the way it is. You say Disneyland to a child, and instantly that child is there having the time of his life. You say riding on a horse to some child who enjoys riding on a horse, and they visualize themselves prancing on that horse, doing all of the steps that the horse is capable of doing. They see themselves as the perfect horseman, and their horsemanship is so glorious. They are an equestrian ideal. They don't see Mama holding the reins. They don't see Daddy standing close by to make sure everything is okay. They see themselves proudly, triumphantly, moving through whatever it is. They conceptualize so beautifully on anything that is by painting a picture of it. They paint this picture of them on a horse, them in Disneyland, them doing anything, and they are in delight. They are in paradise. You and I have this same capacity, although we have more or less given it up. And whenever we think of driving our car, we think of driving the speed limit and driving carefully and driving with all the stupid drivers on the road and all the things that go on. And what we've taken the joy out of it. We've taken the delight out. When we think of driving, we should think of driving smoothly, comfortably, wonderfully, driving just so beautifully as though there's not another person in the world, not another car in the world, just like the child. We should conceptualize, and this takes a little bit of training now because we've gotten out of the habit, but we should conceptualize ourselves as the only person in Disneyland, the only person driving on the road, the only person sitting in our living room reading the evening newspaper or watching a video or whatever we like to do. As we learn to conceptualize in this free spirit, this free flow attitude, we'll find that everything comes to us more easily. Everything comes to us in such simplicity and definiteness. We definitely are in Disneyland. We definitely go there. We do not only talk about it, we go there and experience it. We do not only talk about friends, we have them. And they surround us and we surround them. And the minute we have a tussle with our friend and we get out of sorts, and then we stop having the tussle, we go about our daily life, and we think of ourselves playing together, and we forget all about the fact that we were disagreeing only a short time before. And as we forget all about disagreeing a short time before, we are living in the present. We have conceptualized ourselves, and we are painting its perfect picture of its ideal situation, and it is being done now. The art of conceptualization is one that we are born with. It's one that has come with us at the very outset of our stepping forth on this planet Earth. And that art of conceptualization is the delight of being in happiness in anything I do, painting its picture so gloriously, so free, so abundantly with color and drama and magic. We have all of it in there, but we are independent. We are free. We are not bothered by rules. We are not bothered by people. We are not bothered, but we're just playing the game and we're having the time of our life. Though, because we have learned the rules, because we have learned how to be happy and be a good person, we follow those in our conceptualization, but our conceptualization is not based on them. Those are subliminal in our work, in our thinking. Our conceptualization is being yourself and having fun. Just being myself and having fun, just having the time of my life, just in Disneyland without anybody else. In fact, there's not even anybody else on any of the rides except me. Oh, they may be there and screaming and shouting and hollering and saying how wonderful. But only my shouts, my hollers, my screams, my delight do I hear, do I paint in my conceptualization of who I am. This is the privilege that each of us has, the privilege that each of us has and that each of us know always. Do you know this privilege for yourself? Do you realize this privilege for yourself? Do you delight in this privilege of yourself? Is this your conceptualization? Is this what makes your world go round? Is this what makes everything so happy? Are you all by yourself doing whatever it is that delights you? Whatever you want to conceptualize, are you doing it all by yourself? Are you painting it as a glorious picture of a fulfilled, wonderful, revealed activity? Might as well, because that's the way the principle works. This day, to conceptualize on anything, I paint its picture wonderfully, perfectly, now. And so it is.